Good evening, or rather good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I just wanted to say that thank you so much for doing the for resolving the financial concerns. I will let Daniel know. And, of course, the amount will not be reflected now. It should take about 24 to 48 working hours. So I guess we're just going to wait and see what happens there. But you've done your part. So that is sorted.
Yes.
Now, the next thing
it's only been transferred.
Yes.
I mean, it's electronically transferred. I guess the bank just take a little bit more time, but it's really a done deal. It's done. My bank account has already showed that the money has been withdrawn. So it's a done deal, basically.
Exactly.
In fact, I was trying to send you a email, and I'm having trouble with my email now. Okay. I was sending an email to Daniel as well as you to let you know that the funds have been transferred and that the things that you want to do with respect to the codes and stuff like that, I guess we can wait or we can do it or whatever you want to. So whenever you want to do it, I'll be ready.
Right, right. I will inform him. That's not a problem, but you will have to resolve the email issue. I believe it's happening again. You remember in the initial days we were having a problem with your email address and you weren't receiving my emails. So I'm guessing it's the same problem again.
Well, I haven't seen any emails from you yet. I was about ready to send you one, but my problem... But I'm having. I was sending you and Daniel an email, basically saying the funds have been transferred to your account in accordance with the email that you sent me. I gave him all the rally numbers and the account number and the title of the account, which is with Codex Lab Incorporated. I think that's it. Okay, but all that was done. Yeah, Daniel sent me all that, and the bank has sent the money directly to the account number and the routing number, so we should be good. That's what my email was going to say, but somehow it's not working.
Okay, all right. We'll sort that out. Now, I need to let you know that the publishing team is ready to log into the account. Now, they've tried to log in with your email address on Kindle Direct Publishing, which is technically Amazon, and they're asking for password. So you need to provide me the password for your Amazon account. Do you remember that?
Oh, man. No, I can't remember what my password with my Amazon account is, so.
Okay.
I cannot. I got two or three or four. You can make up a brand new one, but I'm gonna, I've had so many passwords to Amazon that I was gonna cancel all of them. But
okay. Now, in order to make a new account, see, we will be creating the account with your email address that is garwhit2@charter.net. And there is an account, there's an existing account with that email address already. Now, there are two situations then. We either reset the password for the existing account or we create a new account with a different email address. So either we reset the password or you provide me a new email address with which we'll create the account. What would you like to do?
Okay, I have an email address. It's called William A. Scott. 4347@gmail.com. But
small letter?
I've never used that email. I've never used that email, even though it's a part of my system. I've never used it. Okay, what I will do, Lisa?
Should we proceed with that?
Yeah, I think so. But I want to make sure that I'm giving you the exact right. The exact one, okay?
Yes, please. Can
it's
you
also the
check?
Same email. It's an email. It's also connects with my phone as well. That's why I didn't use it.
Okay.
So let
and
me.
You have
let
access
me,
to that email address, right? Because there will be a code sent to that email right now.
Okay. I got to give you the correct number. It's William William.A.Scott4743@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to say it back to you phonetically, okay, just to make sure I got it correct. So it's William, and that is W-I-L-L-I-A-M dot A dot Scott, that is S-C-O-T-T, 5743 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's it. No, it's 4743. Not 5-7. It's 4743, this number.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
William.A.Scott4743.
At gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for being online, Dr. Scott. The team is creating a new account with the email that you provided. Now, the next thing that I need you to be ready with is the email address that you provided. So you have to have that logged in front of you, because there will be a code sent on that email address, and you'll have to provide that to me, okay? Hello? Hello, Dr. Scott, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I'm unable to hear you. Let me just call you back.